Could you update us on the Matthew Perreault status?
He's a father, which is wonderful, and it was a full day yesterday. Started very early and ended very late. He came in this morning, but we made him go home and get some sleep. Everybody's healthy, everybody's good.
And he'll play then?
He's playing tonight, yeah.
We were talking with Nick Ehlers about the World Cup, and he said that he should come to you and say, if you want him to play well here, put him on the European team. He was joking.
Yeah, I figured he was joking about that. I'm not sure I can say anything about the people that are being considered for that because it's not my role with the team. But really hope Nick plays really well so that people will watch him and appreciate how well he's played.
Do you feel he could play at that level?
Well, I'm going to have to say I don't know because I've never coached in a World Cup. I do feel that Nick is getting better in blocks of every 2-3 weeks. You see an improvement in his game. I know that he can skate with the best players in our league. There will also be a good number of other options for that team.
I know you can't just go out and claim a winner for that tournament because, you know, you have to take care of what you have going first. But who are the favorites in your mind at this stage? Hockey supremacy, which countries right now do you expect to be the leaders at that tournament?
Well, it's going to be the usual suspects, right? There will be Canada, will be the, you know, the coming off their Olympic win. They will be, but far and away, I think, the favorite.
The moves that this team coming in here tonight, the Panthers, have made, in your mind, how do they change that team? Do they change them at all?
Well, on a one-day event, you're going to... There'll be some questions of chemistry for a very short period of time, but the very, very intelligent kind of forwards that have come in there, they can jump. But whenever you put some guys like that into a lineup, they walk into the room, they play their first game, there's a buzz. Everybody wants to show what they can do. So they'll be rolling here tonight to show off to each other. And then I think there's enough. They've got a really good structure in the game that they play, and the guys that they brought in will pick up on that very quickly, so I don't think they're going to have much of a trouble fitting these guys in.
On that note of guys coming in and playing their first games, this will be Mark O'Dano's first in MTS Center. Is there anything you have to say to him about that to prepare him, even though he's played in the NHL before?
No, we want to see all of it. We want to see how he reacts to it. I thought he played for a first game with, I don't know, he'd been on a bus for 8 hours and it was for this last team and the flights and everything. I thought he played a really smart game. Didn't try to do too much, but was effective in the position that we put him in. He's got to practice in now, so we'd like to see a little bit more comfort out there, but no, we'll just watch him.